That's too
late. That's all I can use before I owe them royalties. All right, because they're listening to this, I'm sure. All right, well, it has been a hot minute. Some of us are now cyborgs, so. All right, so previously, 3 months ago on D&D, you all finally made it to Jungle's Edge, the final city on the edge of the Vistamarna jungle, in the kingdom of or in the in Lokana. And so you all arrived in the city after much travel, got paid by Hugh Grant, and explored the city, making your way towards the center of town to an area called Hartcobble. You realized once you got there that you had no idea where to find the downed meteorite or what awaits them in the jungle, and decided you should probably do some information gathering. So you made your way to a shop called the Quill and Cauldron, where a elderly orc named Old Brim, who had a crow on his shoulder, gave you all the skinny about the surrounding area, telling you about the thunder lizards that live in the jungle, which are not just dinosaurs, but dinosaurs with elemental sort of infusions about them. So you explored the town a little bit more, checking out the local inns, and deciding to check out the seedier side of town, where you all made your way. You caught wind of some sort of underground fighting pit at a place called the Keelhauler's Mercy, run by an untrustworthy little kobold named Snit.
I thought he was a goblin.
Sorry, goblin. Yes. I just
I
think,
just listened to it.
I did too. And so, it's funny. I think untrustworthy in my mind just goes to kobolds, I
Kobolds.
guess. That's a
Yep.
reflection of
Racist.
me and my own biases. So you all made your way down to the Keelhauler's Mercy, where Snit you found running some fights, and you were asked what level of fight you all wanted to run, and you decided to run the second most difficult tier, which involved you fighting against a mind flayer named Her. Now, you all were maybe caught a little off guard because this wasn't just any run-of-the-mill mind flayer, as some of you monster manual owning metagamers quickly discovered. It was a mind flayer arcanist who is even more deadly than a regular mind flayer. And so much to your surprise, as the fight started, you were very quickly blasted with psychic energy, and after a mere after one round of being stunned and trying to get some hits in, the Mind Flayer immediately walked up to Tomy and ate her brains, immediately killing her. Hey, Ren, though, kept fighting, her and her Shadow Daddy. And y'all did your best. Ula cast Shatter using her destructive wrath ability to deal maximum damage and got some true strikes in. Kes slipped Roisin his shark tooth necklace to help even the odds up a little bit. Roisin got some good hits in with some witch bolts and some action surges and some sword hits. But the Mind Flayer methodically moved through you, next hitting Ula and eating her brains. Even with a silvery barbs attempt to try to prevent it. Then the Mind Flayer moved on to Roisin, piercing her skull and eating her brains, leaving just Hayrin screaming, crying, and throwing up as she watched all of her new friends die around her. But she cast Burning Hands and was able to deal the final blow on the Mind Flayer, yanking her face down by the tentacles and blasting her face with fire. The Mind Flayer, not having lost the fight in a long time, Hayren was hoisted in the air by the crowd, who is very excited for the match, even though they lost a lot of money on it. Snit came out and worked the crowd while the bodies of Ula, Tomi, and Roshin were drug out of the room, which Kes was very on top of and followed and tried to, you know, stop from happening. The bodies were taken into the back room where Kes and Heron followed, and then were drug into yet another room in the back room, which Kes was barred entry from. And when he demanded to know why, Snit came out with the winnings and essentially ran a little bit of a sneaky trick on Kes.
A little bit?
A little bit of a sneaky trick.
That's a lot of gold of a little bit.
Charging Kes, what in any other situation would have been a very fair price for three true resurrections.
That's Chris saying, y'all can't have that much money right now.
You know, honestly, if, like, that wasn't a guarantee. Like, you know, I honestly thought, I don't know, I didn't expect y'all to agree to it so quickly, if I'm going to be frank. I thought there'd be more haggling or, like, you know. But also, it did help that he legitimately rolled a natural 20 on his deception check when he was making this offer. So,
you spent the run-up to that episode talking about, implying how stupid we were for going through with this.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
But, while...
I don't know.
We could Monday morning DM this all we want. But
what this is.
But while Kes was negotiating what he thought was for y'all's very lives, Roshin, Ula, and Tomi were all dealing with their own afterlives, with Tomi landing in a very cozy sort of receiving room and drinking cocoa with marshmallows and peppermint schnapps and being warmly greeted by a very friendly gnome. Ula found herself in the warm ocean waters being carried by a strong current towards a large tree sheltering the ocean from a large storm roiling overhead. And Roshin was dumped naked into a pitch black void and chased by undead towards a black ziggurat.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I mean, you all were dumped naked, but, you know, that was...
Yeah,
well, I wasn't the naked part that I was.
Yeah, but yes,
I got nice blankies.
Yeah, you got swaddled in some nice blankies. Kes got your winnings minus the 3,000 gold piece resurrection fee for the three of you. Meanwhile, you all were yanked out of your afterlives by the magical powers of some sort of resurrection spell, not one like any that you've seen before. You know, it had the effects of a true resurrection spell in that it brought back your missing brains and, you know, healed you up. And you didn't have any resurrection sickness, but the action seemed to happen instantaneously without the necessary diamonds that are required for such extraneous work. But you all didn't really think too much about that. Instead, you thought about the convalescence room that you woke up in.
Asked her about it. Right?
Nope.
No, we didn't.
Did you just tell us about it afterwards then? That she had a staff that did it and she was doing it?
Oh, no. The Mind Flayer did mention that she had a staff and was doing it, but you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Y'all didn't ask any follow-up details or anything about that. And so also resurrected was the Mind...
We had to know how our brains tasted.
Yeah, also resurrected was the Mind Flayer, who outside of the ring was actually a very kind person. Ula couldn't handle it, so she noped out right away, but the Mind Flayer, you know, talked about what your brains tasted like and congratulated you all on a fight well done, and just seemed like a pretty chill, nice person. Mm-hmm. To make a long story short, you all chatted with the Mind Flayer, rested up a little bit, stole a bunch of snacks, took a bunch of snacks that were provided for you in the convalescence room, and then headed out. But before you headed out all the way, Kes had a slight confrontation with Snit about being charged for the resurrection when he suspected that they probably didn't need to have paid it. But, you know, Snit pointed out that everybody came out ahead in the scenario. He came out ahead. Kes came out ahead. And so, you know, maybe they just part on mutually beneficiary, you know, you know, as mutual beneficiaries of this scenario and, you know, part with no hard feelings, which Kes agreed to. Tomi realized that Sir Greg was missing, causing you all to look for it. And hey, Rin, having heard that the Mind Flayer was a nice person, kind of had some second thoughts about having taken one of her mouth tentacles as a trophy. And so, in an act of naive atonement, cut a lock of her own hair off, wrote a kind letter and put it in an envelope, and hand-delivered it to the Mind Flayer to apologize for killing her. The Mind Flayer, for what it's worth, congratulated you on the good fight, mentioned that she hadn't been, you know, challenged that way in a long time, and told you that you'd just done an extraordinary thing, and they're like, you know, you seem really sad about it, but you should be on top of the world. You're alive, your friends are alive, you're a little bit richer. She said she'd see you around. You also asked her if she saw a badger, at which point she procured Sir Greg from under the snack table where he had taken all the snacks off the table and was trying to, you know, devour them as quickly as he could. So, y'all headed off from the tavern. It was still evening. Not even that late. Y'all had been there for about an hour, though it felt like much longer. And then y'all headed to, with your winnings, to the nicest hotel in town, Wardwillow's Rest, which cost 4 gold pieces a night per room. You guys got 3 rooms. And you had dropped your stuff off and headed down to the very luxurious bathhouse where you were able to wash away the dirt from the road and the blood from the fight into these waters that were magically cleansing themselves. Fluffy towels appeared out of nowhere when you got out of the baths. And you all made your way up to your rooms where you found a fresh flute platter and a nice bottle of wine waiting for you. You're able to divide up your winnings and head back to your various rooms to exhaustedly collapse. When Heyran got back to her room with Tomi, she told Tomi about everything that had happened while Tomi was dead, and then told her that she would spend any amount of gold to bring her back if she died again. And they had a nice hug, and you all fell into a deep sleep in your comfortable beds, magically warded against any bad dreams, and these nice pillows that smell slightly of soporific lavender to help you get into a nice rest. And so, it is the 19th of Sylvian. You all have awoken in Jungle's Edge, in Wardwillow's Rest. Hey, Ren, you didn't have any bad dreams, but you do recall waking up at one point in the night and kind of just in the light from the window, you thought you saw just sort of a kind of roundish shape with a sort of one blue glow kind of looking back at you. But you nodded back off, and when you woke up, it wasn't there anymore. And so you're not even sure that may have been a dream itself.
Is that the skull?
You guys did at one point have a skull that had a blue gem for an eye, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, meow.
So you all awaken, well refreshed. As you wake up in these very fine beds with these magical wards, you all start the day with 10 temporary hit points.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Quick question. I forgot to write down how much money I got last time.
60 platinum pieces, 3 gold pieces, and 1 silver piece.
How do you remember that off the top of your head, Chris?
He just wrote it down.
I just finished the recap where I read from last session's notes that I took.
Oh, no, wait, okay, I
finished the recap and I don't remember that.
I do have it. I just thought that was a silver when I glanced at it.
I was like, I'm going to write these down because I have a hunch that that might be a question that's asked.
I got 20 platinum and 1 silver, right?
You got 16 platinum and 1 silver.
Nope. I 100 platinum and 100,000 gold, right?
Yep, that sounds right. You're like, no take backsies.
I did write it down.
Yeah, hey, Rin got 20 platinum, 3 gold, and
that's
a silver.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Ula should have gotten 16 platinum, 3 gold, and a silver.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I didn't realize I wrote it down.
It's been 3 months.
I also listened to it like 3 hours ago. Didn't remember that either.
Is that what we still have? That's what we still have.
That's what you were given back.
I think.
Oh, I didn't add it. Okay, I was like,
Kes, you said that you took care of the rooms.
Was yes, that right? I paid for the rooms because I had everybody's money.
Hmm. What?
All right, so you wake up. It is a beautiful.
Did he just ask for power?
Oh, that means we get a level up, right?
He asked to not be held this way, and I'm surprised you guys can hear him. Usually you can't.
It sounded like he went, power?
You all wake up. It's pleasant in your rooms, but outside it is sunny. It is a little humid and balmy like it often is here in Jungle's Edge, being as you are on the edge of a vast jungle. But there is a coolish breeze that occasionally blows in from the gulf to the south. How do y'all want to... So your plan was, and I remind you what your plan was because it's been 3 months, is you all have kind of a vague direction of where to start looking for the meteor in the jungle. But you realize that you, now that you're richer, that you should probably stock up on some provisions before you head off into the jungle. So that was sort of your plan for the morning, was to provision up and head off into the jungle at some point.
When Tomi gets up, instead of looking like she usually does with her auburn hair and like olive skin, she instead like a deep tan with green hair, and in the green hair is like some flowers. And her hair is a bit straighter, a bit longer than it is usually when you see her. She has very curly hair. But yeah, she looks different.
Yeah, so Heron, you're the first person to notice this as you wake up in the room with her.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, right. I can just change the way I look sometimes. I thought it'd be better for going into the jungle. And then also, instead of, you know how when I do my face step, it makes people like, I can get people to be like charmed. Do you remember that? Well, like this, I can give, it shoot off a little bit of fire when I leave so people get burned.
Oh, that's really cool.
Plus, I felt like doing something different with my hair.
I love it. I think we should all have an outfit change for
the jungle. We're going shopping anyway.
That's true. Should we all go get those hats that explorers wear outdoors and things? I don't know what people have.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Oh, and those ugly shorts. You know, the ones that pass your knee.
Oh, yes. With all the pockets, the shorts of holding.
Shorts.
With like a belt, but we have to pull it up to like just under our boobs.
That's the way it's cheap. Weird things are crawling in your pants in the jungle. They can't navigate around the boobs.
Exactly.
They're just really awkward about it. They're like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, pardon. Excuse me.
All right, so you all wake up, head downstairs, I'm assuming, for breakfast.
I have a question, Chris.
Yes.
In this setting, are there fountain pens, or are we still using, like, quills?
There's fountain pens.
Okay. Well, when Kes gets up, before he goes down to breakfast, mm-hmm. he's going to pull out one of his paper birds mm-hmm. and sort of smooth it out, and then pull out the fountain pen he stole from the reception desk when they signed in last night.
Nice. it's actually a really nice pen.
I know. That's why he kept it. And he's going to write a letter to Tariq.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
You can... if you'd like, you can send me a high-level recap of it, or whatever you'd like, however you'd like to do that.
Is that the kobold in the last town?
The lizard folk in the last town.
Lizard folk.
Yeah. I have it written out, so I can read it, or I can send it to you privately.
Oh, yes, if you'd like to read it, feel free to go ahead. That'd be great.
Okay. So it's dated 19th Sylvan. Told you I'd write. You laughed, but I meant it. The caravan reached Jungle's Edge yesterday. The wall's a lot bigger when you see it in person than I had imagined it. Whatever's on the other side, bandits and ettins and mushrooms are going to be trivial in comparison. And then in parentheses, we were attacked by a swarm of mushrooms 2 days ago. It's a seasonal thing, apparently.
God, that was like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I started having second thoughts about this crazy quest we've been sent on. Though I'm sure you would just say that I'm coming to my senses. Probably just nerves. I'm not backing down from this job just because the road ahead looks rocky and bleak and surrounded by hungry, slavering beasts stalking the darkened shadows all around. Good reasons to quit, of course, but a pirate queen did offer me a hefty sack of gold for this little errand. If anything is making me rethink this whole quest that we're on, it's knowing that I could just stay with the caravan, turn around and follow the road back to you. And then there's an ink blot where he's kind of let the pen rest on the page for a little while. Maybe I'm an idiot, but for weal or woe, my path leads into that jungle. Whether or not we make it out alive, whether or not I see you again, that's always been up to fate. I hope she'll be kind. See you when I see you. Yes.
Oh. It's very sweet.
Okay, romantic.
Yeah.
Romance who?
And so many nice words put together so nice. We have no clue. God. Kess is always like one syllable-ing us.
He is one syllable.
Yeah. Who is this? Kess
opens the window, says the command word, and the letter folds into a little bird and flies off.
Nice. Very sweet.
All right, you all head down to breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, you all head downstairs for breakfast. You all are seated at a nice table. A person comes by and asks for your orders.
What's on the menu?
Well, breakfast, of course. We have flapjacks, we have waffles, we have breakfast potatoes, bacon, sausage, eggs. We have an omelet bar.
Do you have ice cream?
Of course.
Can I get flapjacks with ice cream on it?
Ooh.
Of course you can.
Thank you.
Would you like chocolate chips with the...
Yes. Yes.
What's the sausage made out of?
We have pork, chicken, or vegetable.
Pork sausage and an extra large omelet with cheese.
Of course. And what would you like in that omelet? Anything you'd like.
Mushrooms, peppers, and cheese.
You got it. Looks at the rest
Denver
of you.
Denver scramble and salt water.
Of course.
Fantasy Denver.
Denver scramble.
What's Denver?
I don't know.
A musician, a bard.
It says it on the menu.
Interesting.
Take the eggs over my hammy.
Yeah.
For brekkie, I would love some potatoes. The chicken, double servings of chicken sausages, please. do you guys do egg whites or do you just do eggs?
Of course.
I love some egg whites. Dry as fuck.
Is that how you order egg whites?
All right, then.
In real life? I knew that would get a reaction.
Hey, look at you, Heron.
I want to try the omelet bar. Does that mean I can just put things in
You can walk up and tell the chef what you want to put in. You can watch them put it in. You can adjust the quantities and ad lib, freestyle.
That sounds great. I'm going to go do that.
All right. So,
Tomi, would you mind if I tried a bite or two of your pancake chocolate chip ice cream, or should I order seconds and you can have more?
You can definitely try some.
That sounds really good. I've never had that before.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you. A couple of bites then.
Also, thank you so much.
Tell me, why do you look different?
Right. I think I'm more of a summer than an autumn.
Okay. But you look really different. Like, not just your hair.
I know. It's a thing I can do because of my mom.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, so I can look two other ways too.
Am I forgetting something, or what's with your mom?
I don't know if I told you guys that she is from the Feywilds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Magical.
So just like weird little shit here and there.
Yeah, magical too.
A little bit.
So did you grow up in the Feywild?
No, I grew up at the circus.
Right.
She is part of the circus.
What'd she do in the circus?
She's a trapeze artist and she does a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Illusions with it too. So just like fun tricks.
Cool.
You did trapeze too, right? Am I remembering that wrong?
I dabbled a little. Dabbled with a little bit of everything. Didn't really find anything that spoke to me too much, so. There's really a lot cool to dabble and try out too.
The server comes back at this point with everybody's orders except for Hayren's. Hayren, you're watching a very talented chef make a omelet in a very entertaining manner.
Mm-hmm. I come back with fillings of an omelet.
Just the fillings?
Yes.
And then they also slam down a big urn of coffee on the table.
Yes, cinnamon.
Of course.
Yeah, get some cinnamon for my coffee.
Come over with a cinnamon stick and grind it into your coffee for you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So are we eating at the hotel?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you guys paid 4 gold pieces each per room for this hotel. It's they've got all the amenities.
I take a little bit of my ice cream and I dump it in my coffee too. And stir it up.
Should make an affogato.
No. Mm.
Joe, they have dairy-free affogatos at Trader Joe's. We'll discuss later.
Never made my own food before. Well, I guess technically I didn't manually make it, but I did tell them what to put in it, and I watched it happen.
You directed your food.
You've never had a choice in your own making your own food?
No. I guess if you put it that way, I just thought I was spoiled and lazy. But you're right. I never actually was given the option.
I mean, two things can be true at once. No offense.
I'm taken. So how are you feeling after dying?
I'm still riding that high of being told my brain tasted the best, so I think I'm going to be pretty good for a while.
I was under the impression that dying and being brought back that way made you really, really sick, and I'm glad to know that that's not always the case, I guess.
It makes you sick normally?
Very sick, yeah. You spend days, if you're brought back the way we were so long after you died, it does take days for you to come off it. It sucks. Not that I've ever experienced it. I just asked about it.
I've heard stories from other campaigns.
Yeah. I'm also a cleric. This isn't outside of my experience.
That's very interesting.
You'd think that regrowing your brain would be like a lot more.
You would expect you would expect to have like a headache for at least a few days, but my head doesn't hurt at all. It's crazy.
I wonder if our brains came back normal, how they're supposed to be. Is there anything that you used to remember that you don't remember anymore?
I mean, wouldn't I not know if I didn't remember it anymore?
Yeah.
Amanda, make a perception check.
Who?
Amanda.
Oh. I was about to ask to make a...
Natural 20.
You see a very subtle little paw reach up from under the table towards some of your bacon by your pancakes.
I nudge the bacon closer.
It grabs a piece of bacon and then dips back down under the table.
A very subtle little paw. That's funny.
I gave Sir Greg a little scritch while he eats my bacon.
I'm glad he didn't disappear for too long yesterday.
Right? I thought maybe he, like, abandoned my dead corpse or something.
Do you think he would?
I don't know.
I guess it's probably more likely that he just... Never mind.
When I asked him about it, he said no. But... You know... He's a flaky little thing sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't even know you were in a fight.
Yeah. He didn't even know I was dead. So maybe he would have gone. Had he known.
Maybe.
So Greg just kind of operates in his own way, independent of you?
Yeah. He just does his thing. We're kind of just buddies for the trip. Mm-hmm. I think he plans on staying with me. But yeah, we both wanted to get out of the circus, so we left.
You think he doesn't plan on staying with you?
No, he'll stay for me as long as he's entertained by me.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry. What kind of things did we need to get today before we left? What was our
potions? We were going to get resistance potions, right?
Yeah.
Resistance, antitoxins.
See if there's any cool stuff to buy, magic stuff, now that we're rich.
Weapons, armor, if people need it.
Wait.
Probably some food. Unless we plan on doing some hunting while we're out there.
Well, I'm a very good hunter, but I don't mind if you don't want to leave that up to chance.
Yeah, we also don't know how much edible stuff or game there will actually be out there either.
So. The hotel gives you its complimentary ration cubes that will last you for your trip.
The spread.
Each one tastes like a favorite childhood meal and provides you all your daily needs and sustenance. Ooh,
amazing.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Thank God we stayed here. thank God.
I have a feeling that we would have gotten this regardless of where we stayed.
Chris is like, don't make me think about rations.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not even in a fun, jokey way.
He's like...
It's a very different game that I'm not interested in playing.
Yep. So a greater healing potion costs 100 gold, right? 50, 100, 500, 1,000?
That sounds right. Let me just double check.
I've been telling everybody throughout my thing that the healing potion's in-game, like explaining to grandmas how their kids play this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny. Ew? Did you just say ew?
Cute.
Cute. Oh, that's funny. It's funny.
Wait, when I do this, does this look like a C or a backward C to you guys?
It looks like a C to
me. It looks like a C.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm not really dyslexic, but also I don't know my lefts from my rights, so...
It's backwards to me, but
yeah, that makes sense.
I thought that was the case, but I wasn't sure.
Just making sure it didn't like flip things.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay. All right. So, potion shop. Who wanted armor?
I mean, we can see what they have available. I have some bandit weapons that we should probably sell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I should pull there first, then. Off to the weaponry first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hit up a blacksmith.
I'm just looking at my stuff.
Maybe see if there's another bookstore in town. I'm kind of done with the trilogy I have.
Yeah, I'll be getting one greater healing potion and one regular. Spending everything I have. Surely I have a pencil. And that's all I'm getting.
I'm going to ask the concierge for a list of spells offered by the spell shop, which I'm currently browsing as we are eating breakfast.
Let's ask the concierge
for everything.
The concierge says, I have a suspicion that you will not have a hard time finding anything. Assuming you can afford it.
Yeah.
I want to go look at like rings and cloaks and the kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Can we make sure we ask the concierge like where all the spots are for all these things?
Of course. Well, for arms and armor, we recommend Ash and Ember Forge. It's a fine shop run by Thorek Ironbrand, right here in Heartcobble, the heart of the city. If you're looking for books, you can look for you can go to the Hollow Hearth. It's a tavern, but it also sells books and curiosities. If you're looking for potions, tinctures, elixirs, things of that nature, you can go to the Glowroot Apothecary. If you're looking for enchanted clothing, I recommend Whispers and Threads. If you're looking for scrolls, I might recommend the Quill and Cauldron.
What was the first one again?
The Ash and Ember Forge?
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else we may do for you today?
Do you have any badger snacks?
It depends what the badgers eat.
Well, pretty much anything.
He reaches behind the thing and hands you a little pouch that's filled with little bone-shaped treats.
Cool.
Nice.
Do you have to-go cups for your coffee?
Oh, of course, yes.
All right, I'd love one of those, please. This is very, very nice coffee.
Mm-hmm. He comes back out and hands you a nice wooden mug that has a lid on it. And he says, of course, if you could return this to the hotel before you leave the city, that would be appreciated. But
all right.
Obviously, we understand. If it doesn't fit into your schedule, we will not hold it against you.
Well, thank you.
Likewise, you're welcome to keep the fountain pen as well, he says, looking at you, Kes.
How?
They've already ruffled through our rooms. Good God.
Well, the very nice fountain pen that was at the desk that was there when you guys were there and then gone when you guys left.
Oh, I missed that he took it from the front desk.
Very rude to accuse your paying customers of theft on such circumstantial evidence, I have to say. Kes doesn't say that. Matthew says that.
But you look and there's another fountain pen there on the desk.
Do you take it out of spite?
No.
I want to see if I can sneak it on the way out.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to.
Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Plus sleight of hand, 22.
Dang.
They don't seem to notice you as you take it, swipe it off the desk.
Paul, I'm rolling these dice. You got me for our anniversary last year, and I rolled 20 and a 19.
That's how you know it's love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I was just so excited.
All right. So as you all head off from the hotel, Tomi, you take one last look back at the counter, and there's another fountain pen.
I love this lore.
Yeah.
All right, so you all step out into the warm, sunny, balmy day. You're in Heart Kabul. You can actually see a few of the locations that were recommended to you just down the road from here. Where would you like to go?
Let's go closest to Forbus. Yeah,
just
we'll sell stuff. So we
have money. Yeah, Ash and Ember Forge, I guess we'll hit first.
Great. All right, so you head over to the Ash and Ember Forge. You hear the the kind of rhythmic sounding of a hammer pounding against metal as you get close. You see an older-looking dwarven man who's shirtless and has got a hammer just banging away at a red-hot piece of metal. He's got kind of long gray hair that's kind of braided down his back, and then just a close-trimmed beard. And he looks at the five of you coming, is, oh, good morning. Welcome to the Ash and Ember Forge. My name's Thoric Ironbrand. You can call me Thoric.
Hi, Thoric. I'm Tomi.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance. He wipes some sweat from his brow and quenches the thing he's working on. He says, what can I do for you lot today?
Well, you can probably tell we are of the adventuring variety. Thought we might see what you have in terms of armaments.
Caravan guards, I'm guessing, yes?
Well, yeah, but we're headed into the jungle next.
We do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Actual adventurers. Well, that's... It says you've come to the right place if you're looking to gear up before you head off into the jungle.
Fantastic. And we also have a few... some daggers and short swords from some bandits we came across in our travels. In case we might be able to sell them to you.
Oh, of course, of course. I can always use the extra metal. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
So, he says, "What you got?"
5 short swords and 5 daggers.
5 short swords and 5 daggers.
Mm-hmm.
200 platinum.
Yeah.
He says, I'll give you 30 gold for the lot of them.
Sounds good to me.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Thank you. He goes over and there's just like a barrel that you see like short swords and long swords and daggers just sticking out of him. He sort of tosses them in the barrel.
Yeah, but what's your sort of expertise, I guess we'll ask. We just came from...
Blackglass, I'm guessing, if you're with the caravan.
That's it. Blackglass, where they work with a lot of obsidian. I don't know what your specialty is here.
We do the occasional obsidian work. It makes its way here from Blackglass, but our specialties are more in the... Into the more traditional types, your metals and your leathers and the like. He says basically if it's fit to protect your skin, we make it here. He says, and I've been doing this job quite a long time, over 100 years myself. So I've got all sorts of stuff. Now, if you're heading into the jungle, I assume you intend to be fighting some of the thunder lizards that are there.
Probably going to have to.
Yeah, not unless we have to, though. We're not, like, seeking it out.
He says, well, the most common type of thunder lizard there, he says, you know, at least the ones that ain't just the mundane ones filled with teeth and claws. He says, you see a lot of, ones that are imbued with lightning energy, the occasional ones that are imbued with fire or cold. He says, so, you can roll the dice and hope that you get lucky. He says, we sell armors that have that are built in to help absorb those sort of energies. I like to call them an armor of resistance.
And how much would one of these, let's say a leather armor of lightning resistance, shall we say? What would you charge for one of those?
Hypothetically one of those, huh? I'd say that'd be about 700 gold pieces.
Huh. Sorry.
Fair enough.
He says, now we do have some more modest, more modest enchantments if that is outside of your price range.
I'm looking at my character sheet.
What about just a, what's that, scale to use? The Altair scale?
Ah, like the Altair. Like yeah, plus one on the Altair scale. he says that would already be about 750 gold pieces.
Oh, so that's actually more than the resistance armor.
Ah, yes, but it is more finely made. And it's Altair scare bonuses, one might say. Protect you always instead of just circumstantially.
What about, do you have any like elevated long swords?
Like long swords that fly?
No, like elevated status. Like, I don't know, nothing too crazy. I'm not that rich, but something that does more than just a regular long sword.
Of course we do. That's the whole point you're here, right?
Yeah. And or a scimitar that looks like a trident.
let's see. So far, have I been about near price range, or do I need to go a little more modest than that?
For me, a little more modest. I got swindled out of some money, so yeah. Worked hard for it, but you know, sometimes it goes that way.
Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's life, you right? Eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you.
It's true. Hopefully not anytime soon, though.
Cass, you notice something peculiar.
Okay.
You see Tomi is looking at daggers. It is like very trying hard to like hide from you, it seems like.
Interesting.
Like she keeps kind of looking over to make sure that you haven't seen her.
I would like to stealth up behind Tomi.
All right, roll me a stealth check.
A 14.
Tomi, what's your passive perception, Tomi? Is it still
14.
13? Or is it 14?
14 now.
Oh, yeah, Tomi, you noticed that Kess has clocked you and is trying to sneak up on you.
What you doing?
Oh, just looking at the pretty patterns that they got in some of these.
Very nice. I think that's a Damascus steel.
Ooh.
Fantasy Damascus.
Fantasy Damascus steel.
I did not know that. That's cool to learn. I don't know a whole lot about.
It's the layering of the metal is what creates the pattern in the blade like that.
That's neat.
You like a Nishima steel.
That's super neat.
Would you like any suggestions?
Sure.
Okay. What are you wanting? What are you looking for?
I don't know. What do you think's the coolest?
I point to what is clearly the most expensive dagger on display. Mm. That one's pretty cool.
It is pretty neat. How much is it?
Is there a tag or a label or anything?
Yeah, one sec. I gotta figure out which one it is.
Like, what's the most expensive dagger?
So yeah, you look. It's in a glass case that is sealed. It is this beautifully crafted dagger that just shines brightly. There's actually a little book inlaid into the handle. And the price is for price. It just says, please ask.
Ooh, how much is this? The fancy one with the book.
Thor kind of stops what he's doing for a second. It looks over you. It looks over it and whistles appreciatively. Ah, you're looking at its bookmark.
What did it do?
He says, well, what doesn't it do? He says, word has it that dagger can teleport you from one place to another. That it always, when rested in your hand, points north. That it can cast bright light. And some people say it can even compel people to do things they ought not want to. He says it's a bargain at 70,000 gold pieces.
Cool. I'm about 10,000 short, so that's a little out of my price range, but thanks.
Oh, well, we have some other 50,000 gold piece daggers.
I guess he's just going to waltz away from Tommy at this point and leave them to whatever they're doing.
So he goes back over to Roshan and says, sorry, you were asking me about modest swords of a slightly elevated nature.
Yeah, and or tridents, aka scimitars.
Tridents like your unusual trident that you have there.
Yes.
He says, of course we can help you with that. Let's see what we got, what we got, what we got. Can I filter by...
Thanks, priest.
So let me just filter through all my magic items. I've collected so many over the years, it's a little hard to remember what all is in there. So, of course, he says, you've of course have heard about the famous Altair Scaler that discusses the, quantifies the magical quality of magical weapons.
Actually, I don't know that I have.
Oh, well, when the famous wizard Altair invented the creation of magic items so many, 100 years ago, she realized that, one could measure the amount of latent magics that were imbued in a blade that was created by a magic item creator. The most powerful ones, she came up with a 3-point scale. You've got your run-of-the-mill magical blades that, that she'd call that a plus one on her Altair scale. But then, it goes all the way up to a plus three. And I do have to warn you, the type of magical reagents it takes to make a plus three weapon on the Altair Scare, I mean, you're looking at tens of thousands of gold pieces.
Yeah, I think I'm at a one right now. Maybe.
All right, so we do have a plus one longsword for you, if that's something you're interested in. We also have a adamantine weapon. If you ever need to destroy an object, but not a person, oddly. So what adamantine weapons do is whenever they hit an object, not a person, they automatically count as critical hits. Let's see. You don't want that cursed blade.
To be honest, I don't have that much money. So, under 350 is maximum for me.
Oh, these are all in the 250 range.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
We also have one that supernaturally alerts you if people try to sneak up on you.
Oh, that's cool. Is that a longsword or would that be like a...
We could do a longsword or a trident. Your choice. He says, I'll let you think about that. How about He kind of goes around to each of you to see if there's anything that you want.
I'm good. Thank you.
Looks like you already have a very nice sword. Perhaps you'd like some armor to go. He's looking at Hayrin now. Sorry, I realized you can't see who I'm looking at when
I was going
to
say
on the video call.
He doesn't say, I don't have a sword.
You have a very nice sword.
I have a 19 AC. I don't need.
Perhaps you'd like some armor to go along with that.
Armor?
Yes.
With this outfit.
No offense.
You
I'm
got
just
a.
playing. But no, thank you.
You're like, my armor's already 21.
Shall I sing? No. I am a little glittery with mage armor right now.
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
Right. I'll just remind everybody, because I'm kind of looking at it. Inspelled weapons and armor are now a thing in the new edition. So you can get stuff that has a spell built into it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
neat.
They're really cool.
Like you build a
like the armor or weapon has charges that you can use to cast a particular spell so many times per day.
Can you do that?
Yes, of course.
Sure. How much would it be to like put a first level spell? Minimal energy spell. Not minimal. A little bit.
Well, yes, we're all familiar with the 9 tiers of magical spell casting.
Good.
It is so funny that you try to come up with like game concepts in the game. Lisa's some minor 0th level spell or a 1st level spell, you know, those are pretty uncommon, but I would say, you know, 250 gold for a 1st level spell, 100 gold for a cantrip.
And how many charges would it have? Just one? Six?
Six. And regains 1d6 charges each day.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Oh, what about a third level spell? On the 1 to 9 here.
Third level? that would be... that's a little higher up. That'd be like a... Oh, probably somewhere around 4,000 gold pieces.
Cool. Dang.
It tends to escalate quickly.
Yeah.
And does Hyrin wear armor?
I do not.
Okay.
You're a
the outfit.
Wizard. You can't, right? Is that something?
I can, but it's better.
I was going to say, we were told about another store, Whispers and Threads, that sells enchanted clothing. If you don't want armor.
Yeah. That's where
Tony
I want to go.
And I were just talking New York this morning. About clothes. Anyway. We'll discuss later.
Hey, Chris, real quick. Sorry. Are you not done?
No.
Well.
It's a plus one weapon. Is it plus one to the damage or plus one to the hit?
Both.
Both.
Oh, okay. Cool. And question to the group. Do you think it would be better for the jungle to do a weapon of warning? Like,
I mean, that would
be pretty useful.
Although.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean.
Because, yeah, I'm thinking if I use one of my offhand, like my light weapons to do that, then I can get a better longsword later.
Because
I feel like that this might be a good situation to have that.
Yeah.
The warning.
Sounds cool.
Okay. I'll do a scimitar trident of warning, please.
Yep. You can, so that will be 250 gold.
All right.
And they've made it better.
This is the biggest purchase I've ever made.
In the new edition. Not only
the warning.
It's a little different. Okay, so the weapon. So it gives this bonus to any of you and your allies who are within 30 feet of you. It magically awakens each subject who is sleeping when combat begins, and it gives you advantage on initiative rolls.
Oh,
that sounds the same.
It used to be that nobody, you couldn't be surprised.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, could I like sell my current Trident Scimitar?
Sure.
Okay. I would love to do that.
It's just a regular plain Jane scimitar, right?
Yeah.
Trident scimitar.
Yeah.
Look up over the, he'll give you whatever half the cost of it is in the book.
12.5 gold pieces.
So 12 gold, 5 silver.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody concluded their business here with Thork?
Yes.
Almost, sorry. Does the spell have to be a wizard spell if I were to?
I don't believe so.
Mm-mm, no. The only restriction is for armor, it has to be abjuration or illusion. And for a weapon, there's a different restriction. But
okay, yeah, conjuration, divination, evocation, necromancy, or transmutation.
You want to know something crazy? Absorb elements isn't a cleric spell.
No.
No. That seems crazy to me. That sucks.
And can you only infuse the weapon like one time?
Yeah,
like,
you only have
one spell.
It's like permanently into that item.
Okay.
It's like Skyrim.
We don't have any diamonds, do we?
I don't think so.
We do not. That is something to consider.
It's 300 gold to get one for Revivify.
If you can even find it.
If you can find a diamond?
Right. Yeah.
Do you, can you?
Right? What's that?
We're in the past from Horn and Claw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
where
it's not like Horn and Claw had a effect on the diamond trade here anyway. So.
No, but I'm just
placing
it where we're at.
Yeah, their other campaign that they were in, like, you guys are behind where that campaign ended.
Oh, did that affect? Could we not find diamonds? No.
No, well, diamonds are because diamonds are so critical for being brought back to life. Rich people have started hoarding them.
Oh, I see.
So they're a little harder to find in markets and stuff like that.
Oh, eat the rich! I never understood it until now.
All right.
I've never heard that saying before.
All right, so everybody done here at Thorax at the Ash and Ember?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sorry, I'm just being thinking.
You are all good.
My coins jingle.
Jingle,
I'm
jingle.
Deliberating, but I don't think that's a really hard decision to permanently imbue my father's sword with.
I
feel like maybe it's a way.
We find him. What if he doesn't even like it?
No. If he doesn't like it.
Well, this doesn't. This isn't something that you would do to any sword. This is like a specific magic item.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were saying add the sword to, or add the spell to. Oh, I find a new sword. Okay, never mind that then.
Thumbs down. All right.
Okay. So. Since we're talking about resistances and whatnot, would he happen to have a set of studded leather inspelled with absorb elements?
And that would be uncommon?
Uncommon, it's a first level spell, yeah.
Yes, he could, as Tim Gunn would say, he could make that work. That would be, yeah, that would be like 2,000 gold pieces, though.
2,000.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah, because...
there's a reason Chris took all our money.
Oh, wait, wait, sorry, wait, wait. Ow. Ow.
Ooh. You okay?
Yeah,
okay?
I just hit my, accidentally, like slammed my heel into one of my casters on the chair. Ow.
Oh, ow.
I was worried it was your knee.
Wait, wait, sorry. Inspelled armor is, I was thinking of plus one armor. What's the, is inspelled armor, is that uncommon or is that rare?
It's based on the spell level. So for a first level spell, it would be uncommon.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, it would be cheaper than that. It'd be 500 gold pieces.
Ooh, that's still more than I have. Okay, we can move on.
All right. So.
Dave.
Are you heading next to the Whispers and Threads?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you find this amusingly out of place domed shop along this kind of road in Heart Cobble. And when you walk in, you see that the inside of the dome is printed like a bright swirling rainbow of colors. And there are floating mannequins all around wearing like with enchanted clothing on them.
That's pretty.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
New customers.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Saban.
Hi, Saban. I'm Tommy.
Can you spell that for us?
S-E-B-A-N.
S-A-B-A-N. S-A-B-A-N.
S-E-B-A-N.
Oh. S-E-B-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and who is? Who do we have here?
I'm Tommy.
And as you look over, you see a satyr, kind of, you know, with the a very well dressed, like impeccably bespoke suit, kind of a nice like kind of crushed velvet with like a silk blouse on underneath of it, the legs up. Like beautiful pants with like just his like little hooves out of it, unadorned. And he says, "So, what can I do for you all? I love to work with new customers."
Well, we're going in the jungle, and her and I don't wear armor, so we're wondering if there's something that will like keep us from dying a little bit in any sort of way.
Oh, yes. You don't want to die, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we do have these wonderful protective cloaks. A little mundane, if you ask me, for a magical item, but they are all quite the rage. He says, they will make it a little harder for knives and swords and whatever to pierce through them and hit you. It's plus one armor class.
Okay, dinosaur claws.
Dinosaur claws, yes. Oh, yes, they have many of those out there. He says, we also have one of my favorites, which won't protect you in the jungle, but will protect you in the jungle that is the social scene. Ooh. He says, this is a cloak of many fashions. He says, you can... You can change it to look like whatever you'd like. Any sort of cloak.
That's fun.
Yes, it is a fashionista's favorite.
How much are both of those? Each of them. What costs money?
Oh, are you going to double dip them? Are you going to wear them one on top of the other?
I'm just curious.
the protective cloak... Where did my price guide go? I had it just here a moment ago. The protective cloak is a sweet 300 gold pieces. The cloak of many fashions is a bargain at 50 gold.
Cool.
And what about you, young lady? Have you ever dreamed of being an elf?
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
I realize you can't see who I am talking to again. You actually, his gaze is just sort of all around the room. You're actually not sure who he was talking to. Maybe he was throwing it out there to see
who says yes.
Who says yes?
No.
Oh, well, I wasn't talking to you, dear.
Who are you talking to?
Who's interested in becoming an elf?
Not me, I'm already an elf.
Well, clearly I was talking to you, he says, pointing at Roisin.
All right. What does that involve?
He shows you this beautiful kind of greenish cloak. He says, elves, you know what they say about elves? Keen eyes and sneaky as all hell.
That could have been worse.
All right.
It gives you advantage on stealth checks and gives people disadvantage on perception checks to perceive you.
I don't think that goes with my outfit, right, Heron?
Yes, agree. Kes, do you want to try it?
Not particularly.
No, thank you.
I'm fine just not being seen.
Oh, but darling, you should be seen with a figure like that.
Do you have jewelry?
He's taken.
Of course we do. And we also have a fine series of tailorable outfits we could fit snugly to any part of you, good sir. Because, you know, the adventuring life is one thing, but the nightlife is another.
Is there a lot of nightlife in the jungle?
Like I said, the social scene here is the jungle. Everything beyond the walls is just nature.
Oh, so you don't go into the jungle. We're going into the jungle. We're leaving.
Literally.
Yes, but when you come back, you want to look good for high society, do you not?
Yeah.
Yes, we do have jewelry. We have a variety of amulets and rings and such things.
Do you have, like, protective rings? Maybe, like, resistancy types? Or just plus not getting stabbed by dinosaur claws?
Let's see what we have here. Let's turn on a filter that makes these a little more affordable. You all aren't going to be paying 70,000 gold pieces to me.
Nope.
No.
Are anyone?
Well, they do have rivers out there. I could give you a ring that would help you swim. Or walk on. Why swim when you could walk on water itself?
Seems a little biblical.
How about this ring to help fuel your arcane batteries?
Now that's interesting. Oh,
what's that?
Basically, it lets you recover a spell slot as a bonus action.
Ooh, how much is that?
How much is that?
That's 250 gold pieces.
Ooh.
How many do you have?
I have at least 5 of them.
Oh, convenient!
That is really convenient.
Do you give discounts for bulk orders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you could twist my arm a little bit, darling. Now, these rings do require attunement, just FYI.
I have nothing I'm attuned to.
I was going
to
say, we're level 5. We ain't got shit.
I want one of those rings. Is that the spell refueling one?
It is the spell refueling ring. Who all is going to get one?
Me.
Well, I don't have enough money, so...
Same.
Very sad.
What was that one? How much was it again? 25?
250 gold.
Unless I can borrow 90 gold from someone, I don't have enough. No, not even that. 90.
Ah. Thank you.
87.
You could borrow some gold from me if you want it.
I can also loan some money to people.
Yeah. Oh, Shay, your camera died, Shay.
Oh, no, I went I went piss and I haven't turned it on back yet.
Fair enough.
Sorry. How much do you need? I'll take it out right now.
87.
87 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 8 platinum and 7 gold.
Thank you.
You got it.
And so I did not buy those potions that I talked about at the very beginning of the session. Because a spell refueling ring is awesome.
Yeah. We're twins!
Twinsies!
Twinsies!
Oh, I'm feeling the FOMO, but I was going to learn some other spells. Like, less biblically, I was going to learn a spell that would allow more of us besides me and Ula to, like, breathe underwater in case we need to go for any water adventures.
In case we need to hide from dinosaurs in rivers or streams. Yeah.
And if we fall from somewhere really high, I thought I would try to learn something that could maybe make us light as a feather.
I can take water walk if that comes up.
Oh, that's something you can prepare?
Yeah, but water breathing is a separate spell, right? I don't think I have access to that.
I recently watched a series of plays about dinosaurs attacking people, and they did hide in the water a lot.
Dinosaurs what?
Attacking people.
Attacking, okay.
Is there lots of water in a jungle?
There could be.
A lot more than you think.
Really?
These were also islands in the play.
In the play.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to a jungle, so I don't know.
You're about to find out. Well, is there anything else I can get for anybody? Any more fancy clothing, jewelry?
No, I think I'm okay.
Well, I hope you all have a fabulous day. Come back anytime when you have money with the play.
Okay, bye. Four.
Come on back. What was the name of the ring again?
What's that?
What's the name of the ring again?
Spell refueling ring.
I'm the only one with an earring of message, right?
No, yeah. we've all got them.
Oh, yeah. Do you all have
them? Oh, we all have them? Okay.
No, I don't.
No, two people had them.
Oh, I
bought one, and then I realized I could cast a message, so I gave it to Cass.
Oh, I
cast them, Ula, then you two have it. I can also cast a message. But is that just... Oh, it just allows you to cast a message? But we can't do, like, sending yet, either, right?
No.
Unless Ula can prepare it?
This one is one where you have to point where they're at, if they're within range.
I can prepare sending.
Okay.
All right. So you head off out of this fabulous shop. are you broke now or?
No.
Potion shop next?
Yes, the apothecary.
The Glowroot Apothecary.
Yes.
All right. So you head to the Glowroot Apothecary. Here is a little sign that out on the door that says shoplifters will be polymorphed.
Nice. Into what?
Yeah.
You walk inside and there's like the fresh smell of eucalyptus, just very spa-like vibes. The lighting is warm. There's just all these very pretty bottles everywhere with little ribbons and tags on them. Like kind of standing off to the side on the table, trimming a small tree that has been bonsai'd, you see a half elf, standing there just sort of a stature and bearing, that implies that this is a person not to be trifled with.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to my shop.
It's a nice shop.
My name is Valana Trefoil, and what may I do for you today?
Well, I think we wanted to know what you polymorph people into.
Mm-hmm.
A turtle.
Always turtle?
Looking at me specifically?
No.
Okay.
No, they're just slow and easy to catch.
That makes sense.
No offense to the tortle, of course. Quite different.
Tortle. Yeah, polymorphing things into things that are slow is definitely best if you're trying to keep somebody from running away. Like a cat.
Or a mouse, yes. Common polymorph mistakes. Mm-hmm. So, I'm assuming you were here for potions, and judging by the look and dress of you, you all are adventurers. Tell me, are you heading off with the caravan or heading into the jungle?
Jungle.
Ladder.
Jungle.
All right, well, she says, we've got a full stock of potions that will help you increase your survivability out there. She says, we've got an entire array of potions of resistance. She says they are 100 gold pieces apiece and will protect you from elemental types of damage for an hour. Of course, very specific elemental types. So she says, but I don't need to explain that to you all, I'm sure. We've, of course, got the standard array of potions of healing from common to supreme. She says... potion of water breathing, but if you're heading into the jungle, you probably don't need something like that.
Is there not a lot of water in the jungle?
Oh, there's all sorts of little streams and rivers and ponds, but nothing that's going to cause you any trouble.
Sweet.
It's very wet in there, but it's a very shallow wet, if that makes sense.
It's really muggy here.
Yes, we do get quite a lot of humidity.
Do you have any potions of air conditioning?
She says, unfortunately not.
Then I'll take a lightning resistance one, please.
That'll be 100 gold pieces. Anything else for the rest of you?
I'm sorry, that was 100 gold pieces for one lightning resistance?
Yes.
I'm good.
Which is the second level of healing potions?
Again. A greater healing potion, which is also 100 gold pieces.
And how long do those lightning resistance potions last?
They last an hour.
What if I sold you a regular potion of healing and bought a greater potion of healing?
Then you would give me 75 gold pieces.
75. That's a bad deal.
Yeah, I was going to buy a... Do you do any sort of deals if we buy multiple things?
She says, as always, if you're willing to spend a fair amount of coin, I'm amenable to some sort of discounts. Of course, I do have to maintain my margins, after all. Your coins are what lets me continue to eat. She says that's a little bit of a joke, because I'm in no risk of starving anytime soon.
I could go for probably another regular potion of healing. What about the rest of you?
I have no potions. Because we fought that very nice
a very nice woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice.
Very nice
player.
Her.
I'm tapped. I still have a scroll of healing word, so. And I can cast.
I have no money.
I was going to get a regular and a... greater, just in case? Or should
Makes
I get
sense.
Three regulars? I'm
it's
usually
you.
Okay.
I don't know. On the one hand, a few more hit points. On the other hand, are they just three bring people up potions?
Yeah, basically.
You know?
That's what I was thinking.
I feel like do one of each, because then you'll have a get people up potion and you'll have a what if we're fighting somebody who hits hard and you're obviously heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay.
And you're hard to hit, so.
That's true. Okay.
I feel like there's a situation for both.
So that's two lesser, one greater. The lightning resistance for Tomi.
Are we bundling them all together then?
Well, you said we might get a discount if we spend a certain amount of money.
All right, two regular, one greater, a lightning potion. What else?
That's 300 gold worth of stuff.
If we were to add a lightning potion on that, would the discount make it less than 69 gold?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Nice.
Nice. All right. Also, yeah. Oh, great. Persuasion. Okay.
Also, if you think about it, if we can stay alive, then we'll come back and give you more business.
I'll give you advantage for that.
Hey. Advantage?
No. Okay.
Application for advantage approved.
Yay! First roll was 17.
Ooh, very
that
good.
Was a good roll, but it was out of my thing. Ugh, worse. 17.
She kind of eyes a lot of you. She says, I'm not unsympathetic. I remember how tight money was when I was around your general level of adventuring. by which I mean early in your careers.
Yes.
Yes, I will give you a 50 gold piece discount.
Nice.
Okay.
So that would be 350 gold pieces for two regulars, one greater, and two lightning resistance potions.
Yes. You guys, is mind if I only pay 69 gold, please? That's all I have.
Fine.
You can just pay 50 because you're getting yours half price, basically.
You guys don't want any of the discount?
No, it's okay.
No, I already took off my money. So if I had money, my cost balance in a checkbook or something, it was already on. So I'm not bothered.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
Like we say in the mob families, me money is money.
What? I don't think they say that. I think it's the opposite.
How would you know?
Right?
How would you know?
I don't know. They just that strike me as
that's sharing. That. I think you got it confused. I think that's what the mob family makes people who come to them say.
Oh. Well, I heard it somewhere. I don't know.
Fair.
Well, good luck out there. Don't die. Come back and spend some of your coin here.
If we don't die, we definitely will. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
What was your name, by the way?
I don't think you asked.
We did, yeah.
Oh, you did?
It was Valana Trefoil.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you. That might have been when I was peeing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been, sorry, or like out the door? I pop back in. Jungle?
Myself? No, I came here after I retired.
Oh, where did you used to adventure?
All over the world.
What was your favorite place?
That's a great question. I once managed to sneak into the private Imperial Mage Library in Windhaven.
Ah.
Nice.
I can neither confirm nor deny that things may have been taken from there. But it is quite the vast treasure trove of knowledge. Thousands of books.
Thousands? That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's just the areas I saw.
Oh, shit.
Dying. Yeah, I'd love
she
to.
She says
to
the Empire has, the Windhaven Empire has hoovered their way across the continent, sucking up anything valuable and depositing it in their capital.
Hoovered?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that word?
That's a spell. It's a magical spell. It sucks stuff up.
Ooh, who's maybe I need who's to allowed learn that someday? Who's allowed to cast it?
What's that?
Like sorcerer spell? What?
Yeah, what class casts that spell?
Yeah. How small magic is it then?
Housekeepers. Mine used to.
If I were to buy a scroll of Hoover
for my tiny back.
Yeah.
I don't have a scroll of Hoover, I have a scroll of Dyson. Most people think it's better, but it is more expensive.
Well, it's better than a shark, that's for sure.
I love shark.
Of course you do. You're from the ocean. You would love shark.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm fresh sold out of Scrolls of Hoover and Scrolls of Dyson. But yes, they have spread across the continent, sucking up any valuables and knowledge, and then they just tuck it away in their vaults. Doesn't sound very great to me.
Why would they well...
Sorry. 150 gold is 15 platinum.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Is it because they're scared of what people will do with that knowledge?
Could be. Or it could just be that they're rich bastards who like hoarding shit for themselves.
Is that something rich people like to do?
Oh, yes. They hoard diamonds. They hoard bottles of wine that they'll never drink.
Hey, your family hoards things?
They own estates that have rooms that they'll never visit. Just so that they can have one bigger than their next door neighbor.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Sure doesn't.
Jeez, rich people, no offense.
None.
I feel like I've learned a lot today.
A little offense taken, but I've learned a lot too in our journey. Do they do all sort of elements out there in the jungle from what you hear? Assuming, you know, Nikki said.
Oh, yes. They have all sorts of elemental creatures out there. Though there's a tier to them from the more common ones are the lightnings and fires and cold ones. But you do get the occasional exotic thunder lizard shrouded with the dark magics of necromancy.
Are there any psychic thunder lizards?
There very well could be.
That sucks. That sucks.
I feel like we're going to have a fun time.
That's true. I'm just eager to go up against a psychic entity anytime soon.
You have a little aversion to them now?
At the moment, yeah. I'm sure it'll wear off.
Trauma. Okay. This isn't where we buy scrolls, right?
No, you'd want to go a few shops down to Old Master Brim's shop.
Right, thank you.
Back to the Quill and Cauldron.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Don't die.
You too.
Bye.
If you see a rich person, cut their head off. Take their wealth.
Sounds yes.
I'm fabulous. Very poor now. Just saying.
Well, your family's rich, so you're fine.
All right. All right, well, we're going to take a little 10-minute break here so that Joe can walk the dogs, as it were.
Thank you.
I'm going to take my sleepy boy out, too.
Aww.
Aww.
So sleepy. Beauty. All right, be back in 10. All right, so you head back, over to the Quill and Cauldron, where you go inside and see the familiar visage of Old Brim. Oh, welcome back, adventurers. Are you getting ready to head off into the jungle?
Mm-hmm.
What could Old Brim do for you?
Spell scrolls. Do you have any?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, child, look around. You just look around at the racks and racks of scrolls.
Do you have any, like, smutty adventure books? Like,
oh, child, let's look around. And he points to just a shelf of smutty. Okay. He says, those sell a lot better than the scrolls do, I tell you that.
Is there one about, like a Arctic type of expedition that we could take while we go into the jungle expedition?
The polar bear plunge, I think, is what you're looking for.
Yes. That sounds right up the alley.
It is a delightful story of two middle-aged paunchy men who fall in love in the frigid Norths.
Take my money.
Do you have that one that's called Ice Planet Barbarians?
And Ice Planet Barbarians? I can't keep that one in stock, hardly.
Well, I got that time I got drunk and saved a demon.
He says, that one, let me see.
That's a real book, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid we're out of that one today. So sorry. Aww.
Would they have it over at the Hollow Hearth, do you think, maybe?
There's a much better chance they would have that copy over there at the Hollow Hearth, yes. We have definitely sold a few copies of it here, so it's floating around out there in the city somewhere.
Does this author, I'm holding up the Polar Bear Flange, have, like, any other books?
I'm sure they do.
It's a 7 book series.
All in
all bear related. Interesting.
it is part of the bear series, yes.
Does he have like 9th level spells or like high level, like really high level spells out? Or are they hidden somewhere?
That's a suspicious question to be asked. Uh-huh. He says, I'll have you know I have the most up-to-date anti-theft security available in this store. And he kind of pats his crow on the shoulder.
Oh, I'm not thieving.
What sort of spells do you need, my dear?
I'm sort of smell it.
You want to smell a 9th level spell swirl?
Yes.
Okay, come with me. I'm going to charge you a silver piece, though, for the experience.
Ah, okay. Fine.
Mama Brim didn't raise no fool.
You know what? I want to come too.
Honestly,
is it one silver piece for us both, or all three?
A silver piece apiece now. Don't try to run one past old Brim here.
Oh, I don't have to come then. You can just describe it to me in detail.
Okay. There's no money right now.
Well, if that's the case, you can come on back too.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we could die out there. Thank you, Brim.
Yeah,
Mama,
I died
Mama Brim
today.
Didn't raise no cold-hearted jerk either. Come on back.
Thank you.
And did I understand correctly? You guys are going back so you can smell the scroll?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sure.
It's careful with Hyrin. She licks things.
Yes.
Her personal life is none of my business.
I've learned my lesson.
They can lick whatever they'd like to lick. I don't need to know about it.
In my defense,
licking is sometimes great.
If you have a book made out of celestial
flesh
in front of you, allegedly,
would you taste it?
Would you not?
I do not know how to answer that question. I suppose I would have to be presented with the situation to determine how I reacted. Did it smell of cake, for example? Then I might be tempted.
What did it smell like?
Like leather.
Leather?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if, like, celestial leather smelled maybe like cotton candy or something.
All right. So he takes you back to a small room. There is a safe that he leans in and whispers something next to, does a complicated series of knocks and raps on it, and then just kind of punches the top of it, and the door swings open. And inside you see a single scroll that he carefully takes out and holds up to each of your noses.
I take a sniff.
You ever You ever get that, like, smell of electricity? Like, whenever... like, it is... There's that strong, like, ozone scent. Like, it is... Ooh. The scroll itself is just
spicy.
Is just sort of... You can actually feel as you get that close to your nose, like, it is just emanating arcane power.
I think my nose hairs burned off.
What does this one do?
He says, this person will kill any foe with one word.
Jesus, ooh. What the fuck was that?
It's a powerful spell, yes, I know.
What is it?
It's power word kill.
Oh, okay.
I sniff it from one end to the other.
Like a cigar?
Exactly. He says, shall we, you know, clip the tip off and, like, light it up? Let's go.
I have a feeling that would put you back a little bit.
He says...
Money-wise.
If I had paid money for it, it would have, yes.
Where do you get these? Do you write them?
He says, some of them I scribe myself. Some of them I've acquired in my long and many years. He says, traveling merchants and scribes will come through the area, and I'll buy stuff from them.
Ooh.
He says, this one, however, I plundered myself from a dungeon far from here when I was a much younger man.
And you haven't used it?
Never had the need to.
Ooh.
How expensive is it?
He says, you're looking in the 60 to 70,000 gold piece range.
That's wow. So cool.
That's... wow.
Guys, well, if we found something like that on our adventures.
Are you keeping it like your first platinum or whatever people do?
No, I'm hoping somebody will buy it so I can retire and go live on an island somewhere.
I was going to say, if we got something like that, I would not want to keep it.
If we get rich enough, maybe we'll come and buy it.
Yes, that's the eternal question. Is somebody going to piss me off enough that I use it before I get the 60 to 70,000 gold for it? So far, my patience and temper have held out, but every day is a new day.
Right.
Fair enough.
Let you all sniff it at length, he takes it and puts it back in the safe. And
I only sniff it once. I'm not weird.
Hadrian's the only one.
Let me. Okay. Well,
you're like talking while it's here.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like I have to sneeze now after I sniffed it.
Chris, while they're in the back room.
Yes.
Are the scrolls that are out in the front of the store labeled?
They are not.
Is the crow out here with us, or did he go to the back with the guy?
The crow's not here, no.
Okay.
All right. Tess had an idea of what he thought would be funny, but if they're not labeled, it was not going to work. So, okay.
I tell you what, you can roll me an Arcana check.
Oh, boy.
Are you good at those?
Well, guess it's smart. Okay, dirty 20.
Okay. I'll actually say that you're able to kind of, just by looking at them, you're able to kind of get an idea of how they're organized. So they're organized by, like, power and school.
Mm-hmm.
So you could narrow it down to, like, these are the first level abjuration spells.
Mm-hmm.
These are the second level necromancy spells.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're willing to, you know, take a minute to actually look it over, if you'd open the scroll, you can see what it is. It's just not labeled on the outside. This old man has his own weird esoteric organization system.
Kess is going to try to quickly find a scroll of firebolt and a scroll of fireball and swap them.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Roll me, I'm gonna let your natural, your dirty 20 stand. Just roll me a sleight of hand check.
23.
Okay, yeah, you're able to do that, no problem.
Okay.
I'm just watching, like, what the fuck is going on?
You don't even see him make the switch. He's just, you see him over there kind of looking at scrolls.
Yeah, he's looking at scrolls, and I know he's not a caster. What the fuck is going on? All
right, you hear them coming back out from the back room. All right, well.
Well, so I was
easiest three two silver I've made all day. Is there anything else I can get for you all?
Well, I was thinking I wanted a scroll of fireball, but I think I'll just wait and try to study that one on my own. I actually was like about something, depending on how much it cost. But I think you can afford that right now. You know, it's a long story. Okay, I think I would really like a scroll of Featherfall if you have it.
Is that a first level spell?
Yes.
Yeah, 100 gold pieces.
100 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give you, and then I have to go get the 50 gold materials, right? Or
oh, to copy it into your book.
Yeah. Or does that include it? I didn't think about the prices yet.
Cool. Let me just look at something real quick.
Okay.
Cause I also have not. I am much, much, much more familiar with the 2014 rules than I am about the 2024 rules. So let me just refresh myself real quick on.
And I know nothing about.
He says, if you're just looking to copy it into your spell and you have the 2 hours, he says, I'll just charge you 50. He says, I'll just, you know, you can check it out. He says, I just will, you know, you just stay here and copy it into your book. It would just be 5 gold pieces on top of whatever it costs you for material. So yeah, it would be.
Oh, 55 gold. Thank you so much.
Nice.
I appreciate it. I'm not looking at another one then. What was it?
But if you do buy the scroll and take it with you, you can copy it in your own time, and then you still would have the scroll to use. Because copying the scroll into the book doesn't get rid of the scroll. So advantages and disadvantages. So.
And that would be 100.
That'd be 100 plus the other 50 to copy it into your book.
We don't need another Featherfall, right? I can cast it at least 4 times a day.
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice to have a scroll, but if it comes down to having the money or not, you may as well just copy it.
Featherfall is kind of like we need it at the second kind of spell. So like if we're plummeting to our deaths, I don't think we'll pull out a spell scroll and read it.
That's very wise of you.
Well, okay. By the rules as written, you could.
FYI. FYI. Can you all detect magic? You can, right, Roisin?
I can.
Yes. Okay. Y'all can.
Yeah.
I can do it for free once a day with my eye.
Okay. Do you think... So since we don't need the air bubble in the jungle, probably. Do you think it would be useful to have like a cause fear?
Maybe.
And then would that help us avoid it? Anyway, okay. Well, can I spend 4 hours here? That'd be really annoying to you.
No, not annoying. Definitely do it.
We can do some other things while you're working on it, sure.
And I think we planned on today being the day that we use to prep.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yes. 'Cause we can always just leave tomorrow. It's not like we're on a timeline.
Yeah, it's a shopping day.
Okay. But I think I'll learn those 2 right now.
Yeah.
Cost beer. That or silvery barbs, but someone can do that and I don't want to do that.
I've got a free use of it every day, so
one?
Yeah, I mean, I can cast it as a spell, and then I have a free use as well.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, okay.
In the other campaign I'm playing, it's one of two spells that the DM has been like, nope.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of places.
Is the other one Gift of Gab?
No, I don't even think, that's Acquisitions Incorporated. I don't think he allows anything from there, I guess. Mm.
What's the other
one? Okay.
Something that just came out in the Forgotten Realms book. Mm. What's it called? Saloon's Viper.
Hmm. Hmm.
Moon snake.
Excuse me.
But anywhooble. All right, so you're gonna hang out here and pay 55 gold pieces to copy spell cost, or you're gonna do two spells.
I was thinking that, but then I was like, am I even gonna have enough breath spells to do that? I will. Okay. Y'all continue on. I will do at least one spell, but can I? Out of game, tell you, Chris.
Of course,
if it's one or two in a bit.
Yep.
Thank
of course.
You.
And what was the name of that book you were looking for, Hayren?
Ice Planet Barbarians.
Ice Planet Barbarians. All right, I'll see if they have it at the Hollow Hearth while you're busy.
Oh no, the Ice Planet Barbarians they have here. It was. It was.
I got drunk.
Yeah, the time I got drunk and saved a demon.
Oh.
You're out of. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So, is there any other impactful shopping that you all are doing? As in, like, magical items, good, you know, things that have mechanical relevance, or can we just montage you all having a fun day of going through the city and tasting, you know, the various wares at the restaurants and laughing and having a good time while Rin is stuck, like, cramped over studying stuff into a notebook.
That's fair. There's the two things I told you about during the break, Chris. We can find those somewhere.
Yes. And one was, you have to, God, you told me literally 30 minutes ago.
The Periaptive Health.
Periaptive Health, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the Robe of Useful Items.
Right. Right. Those are, I mean, spells now, not magic items. And those are both uncommon?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would say, yes, I would say they have them at the Whispers and Threads. And uncommon.
Whispers and Threads was the clothing store, right?
Clothing store, yeah.
And I'd say the Periaptive Health is probably, I'd say they're both 300 apiece.
Could anybody float me a loan? I've got 13 platinum to my name.
How much do you need?
Another 170 gold.
That much. I have 19 gold.
I have 15 platinum. I spent a lot of money today.
That's fair. If I don't get them, that's fine.
If you survive, you can come back and... Okay.
Is there one that you need for the jungle?
Yeah, was that for both of them?
300 apiece.
It was 300 each.
Oh.
No, the Periapt would be very useful, but it's okay if I don't have it.
And how much more do you need for that one?
I'm actually gonna lower the price of the Periapt to 200.
200, then I'd need another 70 gold.
I can only 70 gold.
I appreciate it, Tommy.
Okie dokie. What's 15 minus... Oh, wait, never mind. I know that.
All right. Kes is now pretty much broke.
Yeah, me too.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Where are y'all staying tonight?
Not the expensive place. Sadly.
I didn't anticipate housing costs. I have 98 copper and 1 silver, and that's it.
I still have 8 platinum and 3 gold.
Nice. Oh, you do find a copy of I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon at the Hollow Hearth for a silver piece.
I'll get it. I'm the one who borrowed money earlier, so I may as well get something for someone else. Even.
The Hollow Hearth is doing rooms for 2 gold pieces a piece, though the Misty Mug was 1 gold piece a piece for a room.
After last night, I could stay anywhere. I think I still feel rested.
You could also go down to the dockside and stay at the Drowned Finch.
Nah,
it's five copper a night.
I feel like we could spend a gold at least.
Yeah,
I mean, not unless I have to.
You could stay at the Brine Widow.
Brine Widow.
Down at the dockside, it's got a hookah bar in the top floor of the, and above it, it's a silver piece of room.
Mm-hmm. 1 gold or 2 gold, y'all?
1 gold. We only need 3 rooms, right?
Yeah.
I have 1 silver, so I can sleep on somebody's floor.
Okay, 2 rooms then. I'll cover it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so hey, Rand, you meet back up with everybody after copying your 1 or 2 spells.
1.
Your 1 spell. 1.
Just 1.
Did you take Featherfall?
I did. I realized I have too many concentration spells.
It's always such a hard calculus.
Mm-hmm. These spells in Forgotten Realms aren't bad. Yeah, there's some good stuff in here.
Yeah. Okay.
So. No. We are broken happy now?
Yeah, broken happy.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So your montage wraps up. You head into the Misty Mug. It's warm, low-lit tavern. There's creaking wood beams and foggy windows. Locals are there just gabbing. Very homey compared to the one you spent yesterday. Dinner is soups, like a bread bowl of soup. Like, and you know, the ale is cheap and plentiful.
I'm actually much more comfortable here.
Yeah, I think so too.
That place was nice, but it was nice.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Agreed.
It was nice.
That said, the bathhouse was especially nice. It was with its magical waters and fluffy towels.
Yeah.
Very true.
It was nice.
Perfectly heated water. All right. So you all... Head back to this inn room, your inn rooms, and get a decent night's sleep, much poorer than you started the day as. And you wake up with the 20th of rest day.
Oh.
The 20th of Sylvian, which is a rest day.
20th. Chris, I'm assuming I can only have 1 neck piece equipped.
Oh,
is that a rule?
Whatever, go for it.
Well, I was going to say I can give the shark teeth necklace to somebody else who can make good use of it.
I'm not worried about it. You get the shark teeth necklace and you get the periapt running under it. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Have you never seen a lady Probably with layering. Like 5 necklaces on? We're not playing Skyrim.
Really interesting look. It works for you. Your chest hair is really prominent.
I'm assuming
all the chain
that you cut to the shifter.
It's more of a thicker patch of fur, but yeah.
Chest fur. That's pretty.
Thanks. Yeah, you helped me buy it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was Tony saying that.
No, that was,
yeah.
It was him.
Should it help out in the jungle if we run into anything poisonous? Mm-hmm. But yeah, does anyone else want this shark tooth necklace? It's useful, but there are others, Roisin. I don't know if you would get some good use out of it.
If you don't want it, sure, but I'm, like, totally up to you.
I just don't want to hoard all the magic items in the group.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
What does it do again? It just lets you know people are at half hit points, right?
It gives me advantage on attacks against bloodied creatures, yes.
Ooh.
But then isn't that good for you, though? Don't you have, like, special things
pretty good for you.
To have advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps me get sneak attack off, but...
Yeah.
Oh, that's helping all of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
That helps everyone.
You need to have sneak attack. As easy as possible for you to get sneak attack.
Yeah.
No worries, then.
Thanks, though. If you're ever going to throw it away, though, you know.
Well, I wouldn't throw it away. I'd sell it at worst, but...
Yeah. Makes sense.
If we encountered a wizard who had, like, some kind of orb in his chest and he had to eat magic items, maybe I'd give it to him.
I don't know. He sounds kind of like a dick.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
It's an odd like hypothetical, I know. You're going to date him, and then he's just going to leave you standing there on a dock because he has to go swimming.
He sounds like he might, like, only want to have, like, metaphysical celestial sex and not, like, real sex.
I'm assuming this is a Baldur's Gate 3 thing.
Oh, yes, sorry, Chris.
Well, no, it's just funny because it's like, I could see the three people who played Baldur's Gate 3 really laughing and enjoying it. And I guess, Joe, have you played Baldur's Gate 3, Joe?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I fucking hate him, too.
Joe's like,
fair.
What kind of romance novels are you all reading? That sounds horrible. You should read about... the one about the sexy vampire with white hair who's so traumatized.
I like the one about the bitchy woman. That one's my favorite.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right.
The bitchy woman with childhood trauma.
Wait, why are you saying my name?
Yes, the Caitlin Sims series.
Apparently that's Roisin's thing.
All right, so y'all rest up for the evening. They have a very modest breakfast they serve you in the morning. There's no omelet bar.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Lift the table.
Ew. Do we get to keep our 10 temp HP or does that go away?
That's gone. That was one.
We should have fought each other just for fun.
We should have.
Should have what?
Fought each other just for fun.
Oh.
Okay. Would have been fun.
Was that a hero's feast?
No. Ish.
Ish?
It was just a, you know, a fancy thing that the magic in those rooms gave you.
Oh, look. Being rich means things are less hard.
Sigh.
Yeah. It's wild how that works.
Wild.
What?
All right.
It's almost like it puts you at an advantage for everything.
Right. No bootstraps here.
So, I'm assuming you all leave the inn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there any other errands that you want to do in town, or you're making your way towards the wall?
The wall.
I think we're headed out.
It's time for the wall. All
right.
Did we go to the wall? All
right. So you head out of Heart Cobble. And then head to the jungle side of the city, to the district called Wall Shadow, where in the evenings, the wall, you know, as the sun sets, the wall shadow spread further and further across it. Mm. Make your way there's an old, ancient, ivy-choked stone fortress that has a large tower, large wooden watchtower next to it that looks out over the wall. So you figure that's probably a good place to head towards. As you get towards the base of the watchtower, the edge tower, you see there is a set of large gates in the wall that are barred heavily on this side. And a series of smart-looking guards on either side of it.
intelligent smart or like fancy
smart, like smart? Like smartly, like smartly dressed, like everything is in place.
We are going into the jungle and we would like to get through these gates, please.
Guard says, okay. You do realize that once you're on the other side of the wall, if anything happens, we will not come and rescue you.
Yes.
Understood.
We hear it has fun and games out there in the jungle. Yeah.
It's not like the songs the bards sing, just so you know. It is deadly out there.
What? We could die?
God, guys.
Open the gate for these walking corpses.
Roisin would not have fantastic. Said that, but I couldn't stop myself. All
right, so they remove the bars, and they signal up to the watchtower, and the watchtower does a series of hand gestures that you can barely make out, and they open a smaller part of the gate, a person-sized entry of the gate, and say, good luck out there. If you need to come back in, just knock, and if nothing's chasing you, we'll let you back in.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
And so the... it was, so yeah, you, step through, leaving the safety of the city behind you, and there is a 50-foot path of cleared brush between this and the actual start of the jungle, clearly some sort of, demarcation zone, where they, you know, can have good eyes on anything coming out of the jungle, but clearly, they take whatever is in these thick, dense woods seriously. So you're just pressing on ahead.
General direction we know we're supposed to go. All
right, who is going to be leading this group? Survival wise,
best with outside. I am not.
Did any of you take survival as a skill?
I think I did. Hold on.
I did. I have a flat 0 to wisdom, but I am proficient in survival.
Ooh.
For some reason.
Ula should be.
Ula's got a plus
3
wise.
I got a plus 4.
Ula's not trained.
I have a plus.
But I have a plus 4.
You have a plus 4. That's true. That's true.
Your wisdom.
Yeah. Do I get disadvantage or something because I'm not trained in it?
No.
No.
Can Hayren's trained in it help Ula's untrained in it?
Can I help her?
Yeah, you can have Ula make the rolls. Even though she doesn't, she's just doing it based off intuition, whereas you're well trained in it. I guess you're just pointing out.
Once in a book. About the jungle.
I think I was rolling survival earlier in the campaign too, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a vague direction of which way the meteor went.
Because we talked to somebody about. We talked to somebody near Wall's Edge that had a white wall or something about the layout of the jungle. And I don't remember if we actually saw a map. But I know I asked a lot of questions.
Yeah, you talked to Old Brim about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't have a map of where it landed, but they gave you like a general idea of what direction it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a disadvantage because you don't know where you are or where you're going. But with the advantage that Hayren is giving, you'll be rolling flat.
Sweet.
Well, 10.
Okay. So you all make your way into the jungle. It is grueling. It is hot. It is humid. Your clothes are very quickly sticking to you and drenched with sweat.
Ew.
This is miserable. I do not like this at all.
Oh, we definitely should have bought jungle clothes.
We should have. But
if we were in lighter clothes, we would be more vulnerable to damage. It just sucks. You know what I mean?
Roisin is down to her, like, bra, or, like, equivalent of that. Under her armor, but still.
You're gonna,
like,
have so many bug bites tonight.
I literally don't care. I cannot handle this. It's too hot.
You've switched out of your functional armor, are now wearing, like, the type of plate mail that, like, every woman in a, like, fantasy movie from, yes, like, the 90s is
that's
wearing.
What I was,
it's,
gonna,
like,
say.
Just
made
over my
mail.
Nipples.
Yeah, just...
Oh yeah, we didn't think about getting mosquito repellent. Oh well.
You look into the ration kit that the hotel gave you, and you see little sticks of mosquito repellent.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's no way that Chris Fairfield wants us to make sure we've gotten mosquito repellent.
We don't get malaria.
Yeah, roll a malaria check, yes. Roll...
Every hour.
It is smallpox. It's going to be
Gosh. Oh, no.
With the cleric, we have to worry about malaria for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I come
sorry.
From a town
it is...
that doesn't believe in vaccines.
It is magic resistant smallpox. I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
I believe you for sure.
All right. So. You walk a whole day and find a decent looking spot to make camp that evening. There's a little creek rushing nearby. There is, like, it is water everywhere. It's very humid. All the leaves are just dripping wet. It's rained several times while you've been here. Not like a lot, but just like quick jags of sudden showers that last for only a few minutes and then go away.
Gross.
So, as you make camp that evening, what is the vibe around the camp?
I would like to ritual, like, if we're slowing down, I'm going to start, and we pick the spot, I will ritual cast my tiny hut.
Ooh!
So you guys hop into the
climate controlled
air-conditioned hut.
That's going to make this much nicer.
So nice.
Shit.
Very nice.
Fuck.
It ran into my favorite person.
Honestly, I just want to have a whinge all night, but this is going to make it a lot better.
At least we can sleep comfortably.
Yeah.
That's good.
The mozzies won't get us in there.
The what?
Mozzies.
Mosquitoes.
Mozzies. Yeah. Gotcha. Mozzie.
All right.
Yeah.
But the good news is you've not seen any giant lizards today.
Yeah. That is good.
When we were at the Kasuba Temple, the Archdruid mentioned that their druids and rangers have, like, hidden areas and hidden paths.
Yes, very good memory.
I think Kes would have been keeping an eye out to see if he saw, like, any trail or any hint of that while they were walking.
Roll me an investigation check.
I'm very good at investigation. 25.
Woof. Nice.
Yes, I will say that you've actually spotted several markings that are like kind of like stacked rocks and like moss arrangements, things that, like, wouldn't harm the nature but definitely would, like, sort of point in a direction. And you've been kind of keeping an eye on them and have been following along kind of similar to adjacent to a path like that.
Okay. As we're making camp, I'll say to everyone, I think I've seen some signs of what that archdruid was talking about, the paths their people have through the jungle. We might be able to take, if we can sort of keep to those, it might help us get through in better time.
Mm-hmm. I had completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, we should definitely do that tomorrow.
Yes.
Good idea.
Because, I mean, we're essentially searching for a very small needle in a gigantic haystack.
Pretty much, yeah.
We didn't really put any thought into how we were going to locate this thing.
Oh, you know, if we run across any, like, animals that aren't trying to kill us, I could maybe ask if they remember when the big thing fell out of the sky and landed and had any idea where that was.
It was 3 months ago. I don't really know. I imagine something like that hitting the ground is going to leave like a big impact.
True.
But I don't know if 3 months later, if there's still going to be a lot of sign of that happening.
I mean, there probably would be, right? If there's a huge crater, the jungle's not going to grow up around it that fast.
Yeah, and I feel like animals...
Everybody roll me a nature check that would like to.
Okie dokie.
A skill I don't get to call for that often.
Natural one. Guess is a city boy.
5.
16.
Natural 2.
Oh, no. 7.
Dirty
20.
Alright, so Ula and Roisin, you would know that like something like a fire, like a meteor falling from the sky crashing through this jungle, like there's going to be signs of it for a long time.
There'll be signs for a long time. And like Tomi said, if we ask animals, even if they didn't see that like actual impact, they might know of like a huge giant crater in the ground with whatever that's going on, you know? So
yeah, sure.
I think that's a great idea, Tomi.
Yep. Thank you.
That's awesome. And I can locate an object, but it has to be an object that's familiar to you, and so I don't think this would apply.
Also, mm-hmm. It's only within like 200 feet.
1,000 feet, it's still not very much.
Yeah. Alright. So, are you going to keep...
It has to be a specific object if you've seen it up close within 30 feet at least once.
That's gotten very specific.
Yeah.
Well, also it can locate the nearest object of a particular kind. So if I did like you're right, like that sort of thing, then that would probably work. But we'd have to be so close. 1,000 feet isn't that much.
Maybe we'll get into a situation where it is.
If it's a giant crater, it'll make that part easier.
Yeah.
Actually finding the thing.
That's true. All
right. So are you guys keeping a watch, or are you just relying on the hut to protect you this evening?
I will say that I don't know, like above the table, wording wise, but that weapon of warding I got says it magically awakens you and your companions within range, which is 30 feet, if any of you are sleeping naturally when combat begins. But I don't know what that means.
If, if somebody rolls initiative against you, you wake up immediately.
Okay. So it's not like they get a surprise round. We all roll initiative at the same time kind of situation.
That's kind of how I would interpret that, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I will say that. But I'm happy to do watches if you guys want to. Just that's a thing that we have now.
I think since it's a new place, maybe we should.
I don't feel, even with all of these things between us and danger, I don't think I feel comfortable not having a watch. You know, just kind of in general.
All right, so we'll take turns having a watch.
Also, you know, obviously you can leave and come back. As long as I stay in the hut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ren, during your watch, you hear some scrabbling around outside. You look out and you see there's just a sort of kind of hunched over creature, maybe like 4 or 5 feet tall, reptilian with sort of claws. Just sort of walking around, investigating your campsite. It takes one claw and sort of taps on the tiny hut, sniffs it, and then just scrabbles off.
Can I cast spells from inside it?
That's a good question. I know spells from the outside can't get in. I don't know if spells from the inside can get out.
Yeah, spells from the outside that are third level or less can't get in. But then I think if it's higher than...
Spells of level 3 or lower can't be cast through it. So from inside to out or outside to in.
Wow. Cool.
Higher level spells, though, can be. That's new.
Ooh.
I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any clarification in the old one about in or out.
I don't think so, either.
Oh, yeah. It was just all spells are barred from going in or out of it through the old in the old one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little bit of a nerf, but you know, it's also a really good spell.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It just sucks that you're not allowed to go outside and pee, but everyone else can.
I know. Just sat on the corner.
You have to pee inside.
Like,
a spell to nullify a man, huh?
Yeah. Uh huh. I was just about to say. Although, in Joe and I's horrible swamp section of our campaign that we played in, we suffocated inside of a tiny hut because they covered it in mud.
Oh no.
What an ass.
What?
Wow.
It was.
That's a dick of a DM. Also, I'm going to say, even though it's not rules as written, you're allowed to like step out of the hut to go to the bathroom. Like
you have to like squat out your head.
No,
still
like
in.
Just your head stays in.
you just have to leave one toe in. No, you can. Like
my horn, you wake up in the middle of the night, only my horns are inside, and I'm peeing outside.
just your tushy sticking out the back.
Yeah.
All right. So. All right. So yeah. Aside from that, though, nothing bothers you. And it is now the 21st of Sylvian. Week's end.
I will tell everyone, obviously, that I saw that.
You all have no idea what it is, though you as players would recognize a raptor from Jurassic Park if you saw one.
But also based on the description, probably that's one of the thunder lizards that they're talking about, right?
A very small one, yes.
It's so small. How do we even take them? Oh. Kind of look like a hairless chicken.
Nice.
Oh. All right, so roll me a survival check. And are you going to intentionally follow the paths, or you
going to try? If Gus can find them again, he'll try to direct them to follow the druid paths.
Yeah, no, I'd say with your 25 from yesterday, they definitely.
Hey, that's a dirty 20.
All right. So you make your way, continue along, following along these paths, which tend to be kind of running in the direction you want to go anyway. As you... all are taking a break around midday just to pour yourself some water and have some sips. You look in your cups and you see little vibrations in the water.
Oh.
What?
Huh. What's that? Ka-thung,
ka-thung. The water's moving.
And as you wonder if, yes, the DM could be this cliche, you look up. And cresting through the tree line, you see what they actually meant by a thunder lizard. A 30-foot tall lizard with a giant jaw filled with teeth, long claws. As it looks down at you, it roars, and a big bolt of lightning shoots out of its mouth and into the tree next to you. And we are going to start next session with us rolling for initiative against this thunder lizard.
Nice. Does it have tiny little arms?
It does have tiny little arms.
Okay. Awesome. Tiny little arms.
All right. All right. Good session, y'all. It's good to be back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle again.